After tragedy struck a local school, Newtown, Connecticut speaks out about gun regulations. Not but 2 months ago, horror filled the halls of Sandy Hook Elementary School. 20-year-old Adam Lanza entered the building with an assault rifle and murdered 20 children and 6 adults. Today, Senator Richard Blumenthal hosted a conference not but a few miles down the road from that same school about how such powerful weapons need stricter regulations. Not only did the many family members of the victims attend, but the Connecticut governor, congressman, and Vice President Joe Biden. They all stood together to promote President Obama's push for stricter gun regulations. They were all clear to note that this wasn't an attack on owning guns in general, but on guns meant to kill people, such as assault rifles. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy said, quote, "We have a right to bear arms in this country, but with that right comes responsibility," end quote. Pro-gun groups were specifically prevented from attending this conference. The host did not want to turn it into a debate, but simply wanted to send a message, hoping to receive support. There are no major traffic reports for today, so here's Paul Frazzini covering all your Hokie sports.
Thanks, Lauren. The H2 Hokies won the first day of the Women's ACC Championships last night. Sabrina Benson, Alyssa Bolden, Heather Savage, and Katerina Filova edged out the University of Miami by just 0.15 of a second to claim the gold medal on the 200-meter medley relay. The H2 Hokies are currently in second place going into tonight's competition, which starts at 7. The Virginia Tech lacrosse team beat Davidson yesterday 12-8. The game went back and forth until the Hokies pulled away early in the second half, scoring 3 goals in 10 minutes. The Hokies were led by Megan Will, who tallied 4 goals and an assist. Tech returns to action this Saturday against Coastal Carolina at noon. Meanwhile, the men's basketball team will take on the 6th-ranked Duke Blue Devils tonight. The Hokies are looking to snap an 8-game losing streak. Unfortunately, standing in their way is a Blue Devils team who the Hokies have only beaten once in their last 5 meetings. The Hokies will need another big game from Eric Green if they hope to achieve the upset. Green still leads the nation in scoring and has averaged 27 points per game in his last 4 against a slew of tough ACC teams. Tip-off for tonight's game is 9. In other sports news, inclement weather has changed the schedule for the baseball and softball teams this weekend. Both teams will miss games scheduled for Friday. The softball team will now take on Jacksonville State at noon on Saturday and Campbell at 6. On Sunday, they'll play Kennesaw State at 2. The baseball team will take on Temple at 11 a.m. on Saturday and Holy Cross at 2:30. They finish up the weekend against Delaware on Sunday at 6. That's all for your WUVT Sports Update. I'm Paul Frazzini. Now over to Dan Goff with your WUVT weather forecast.
Thanks, Paul. It's been an absolutely beautiful Thursday across southwestern Virginia today. Sunny skies and temperatures soaring into the mid-40s this afternoon across most of the listening area. However, a strong area of low pressure responsible for a major winter storm in the plains will track eastward overnight.
From the WUVT FM Blacksburg.
Temperatures will fall toward the freezing mark as we approach sunrise Friday morning, and sleet and freezing rain will be widespread, especially north and west of Interstate 81. The National Weather Service in Blacksburg has issued winter weather advisories for all of the listening area beginning at 2 a.m. Friday. Less than an inch total of sleet and freezing rain is expected, but this is more than enough to make for dangerous driving conditions from daybreak through the lunch hour. Temperatures will climb to near 36 by the afternoon, allowing any leftover precipitation to transition to rain. Cloudy skies will remain through the rest of Friday and Friday night, with temperatures remaining near 34 overnight. Another round of precipitation will move in early Saturday morning, though this will more than likely remain as rain. Temperatures will quickly climb to near 50 as the rain moves out Saturday afternoon, allowing for a little sun through the clouds. Temperatures again fall to near freezing overnight. The sun will return on Sunday. Expect a high of 47 with winds gusting out of the northwest near 20 miles per hour at times. Look for a low of 34 Sunday night. And another developing system will bring the next opportunity for some cold rain on Monday afternoon. Temperatures will run in the mid and upper 30s from Monday through Tuesday evening. From the WUBT Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Goff. Back to you, Lauren.
Thanks, Dan. Right now, it's clear skies in the New River Valley. It's 52 in Roanoke, 46 near Dublin and Pulaski, 50 in Marion, 45 near Bluefield, and it is 46 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Lauren Hickman.
Some thoughts from John Cleese.
Some say the quality of life matters far more than its quantity. Others claim that the longer life lasts, the better. Who's right? Long ago, a quite well-known philosopher called Socrates said that philosophy is the study that helps us learn how to die. That also means philosophy can teach us how to live.
A message from the Philosophers of America, celebrating 100 years of thought.
WUBT.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is the story of a boy wizard whose name was Larry Smarter.
Larry, why weren't you in Professor Dinky Doodle's mythical creature classification class?
Larry wanted to go to college, so he visited knowhowtogo.org to find which classes he really needed.
You missed the lesson on telling dragons from dragonflies.
Right. I want to go to college, so I'm taking Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language.
Foreign language? You mean so you can talk to unicorns?
Well, not exactly. Unless they're French.
But Larry had no time for unicorns, or even for Miss Petunia Tootie's time-traveling tutorial, which met every other yesterday at 25 o'clock.
Sorry I'm late. My snarkball game went into overtime.
And he knew knowhowtogo.org was way better than hoping for a snarkball scholarship. So, while his friends all aced invisibility, when Larry finally got to college, they were nowhere to be seen.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ed.
Are you a member of a student or nonprofit organization? You can help promote your fundraisers and events through WUBT. Stop by 350 Squire Student Center and fill out a public service announcement form. Help your organization and WUBT, the greatest radio station in the world.
We'll be right back.